Today's episode is brought to you by Loving Me Tees.
Guess what I bought myself for my birthday? A new Loving Me Tee t-shirt. Oh my God, I'm so excited. It says, I love all of me. And that may not be true every single day, but there's going to be more days that that's true than not in 2019. So you guys, come on this love journey with me. And I'm going to keep it all the way true with y'all. It's not easy. But you can start out by going to lovingmetees.com and get you a Loving Me Tee crafted love box. Each box includes one statement tee, four affirmation cards, and a love journey journal. So you can start doing the work. In 2019, my only resolution is to love myself more and more every day. LovingMeTees.com has a special offer for all of the Trill MBA listeners. If you go to LovingMeTees.com and use the offer code TrillMBA, you will get 10% off your order. Now, let's get to loving ourselves and let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose A. Newha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Today is the conclusion of our season 3 opener with my guest, founder and owner of Loving Me Tees, Elena Johnson. In this part of our conversation, we dig into the what and why behind Loving Me Tees, Elena's vision for the future of her company, and why loving yourself will set you up for success in the workplace. There are some key nuggets in this conversation that you don't want to miss. And I'm going to let you know right now, your comfort zone may be in the background, but I'm going to tell you right now, your story is going to be propelled outside of your comfort zone. So just get ready. But for me, I would say,
Lord.
For me, I would say I'm still at the beginning of this self-love journey. I was very overweight as a child and adult. Like, I've always struggled with my weight, but I was very, 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 like, morbidly obese as in high school, junior high school, college. And, you know, over all those years, there were so many negative things told to me, and I believed them. And so now, over especially this past year, I've really done work. And I've just scratched the surface, right? Like, to start to stop the voices and trying to work to believe something different about who I am. And it always trips me out because hearing you talk about, you know, you didn't believe you were beautiful. And I'm like, girl, what? Like, what? I don't even understand. But then I hear my friends, you know, pour into me, like, you guys always encourage me. And it's funny because just like you were saying, you would look in the mirror and be like, fine, I'm beautiful, whatever. That's why I chuckled, because I was like, ooh, if that ain't me all day, every day. And, you know, it always takes me aback when other people are like, you are this and you're amazing and I love you and blah, blah, blah. And I'll just be like, who? Like, and that's when I know I like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I got a lot more work to do. But I definitely started. And one story I want to share with the listeners is that, you know, with Loving Me Tees and, you know, being with you at a pop-up shop some weeks ago, I just saw the way your story impacted people in person. And I realized that there are so many of us, we're struggling with this. We don't know how to put ourselves first. We struggle with accepting ourselves just how we are. There's always that little voice in your head, you know, you need to go to the gym. You know, you need to lose this 5 pounds.
Right. The gremlins, you know, is what I call them.
You need to do this, you need to do that, blah, blah, blah. You, until you do all this, you ain't. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, hey, you know what? Voice, you can kick rocks because I'm going to give myself grace today and I'm going about my business. And then some people, they, especially when like they're givers. And I think that's why we're friends. We have similar values. Like I'm a giver too. And it's very hard to say no. And you will do things because it feels selfish. You're like, well, I don't want to be selfish. And, you know, because of your faith, you are like, well, God bless me and all this stuff. But again, I have to reiterate, like you said, if you are not whole yourself, what are you really giving? And the reason why this is so important, this is so, so important, because until you are whole in yourself, truly, truly, it is very difficult for you to really be effective even when you're giving. You know, some people may be out there and they're like, well, what does this have to do with helping me in corporate America? Before we jump into how self-love can affect you in the workplace, I want you to tell me a little bit more about Loving Me Teas. So you were inspired through your love journey, but like, tell the people what they actually get. Like, I go online, I go to lovingmeteas.com, and I see all these t-shirts. Like, what is on these t-shirts? Tell me or tell my listeners about Loving Me Teas, because I'm fortunate. I already got like, you know, 5 of them.
So glad you already got your teas, boo. So yeah, so Love Me Teas, all about empowering women to embrace self-love and body love. And so the focus is about encouraging women to choose to love themselves first and to create the loving relationship with themselves, mind, body, and soul. And we really want to encourage women to eliminate the negative words that they speak to themselves, replace those with affirmations of love and acceptance. And we want every single female of all ages to nourish the foundation of their love, to embrace their inner and outer beauty, and to boldly love who they've been created to be. So whether someone is new to their love journey and they're just starting, or if they're looking to renew it, this brand recreates statements of love t-shirts for women to wear. And then each order comes with the t-shirt, with affirmation cards, and with a journal. What I'm encouraging women to do is to speak those affirmations into existence and on a daily basis, write down something about yourself that's very positive, or write down anything that comes to your heart that you need to process or deal with, but use that journal to help you go on that love journey. Our t-shirts are self-love and body love. So they have different statements on them. Some are, you know, there's a brilliant badass like my girl Felicia.
That's my favorite.
Which is my superhero shirt. We have Beauty from the Inside Out. We have I Love All of Me, which I think is very important that, you know, when you go on a self-love journey, that doesn't mean you have to love every single thing about yourself, but you do have to love and accept you. And so I think that shirt is very powerful because, you know, you'll wear it. You may not love all of you, but that's a statement that you're holding on to when you're walking in. And we also have body love tees that focus on body parts. And so right now we have tees that are focused on slim and mighty for all of our slender women out there. Don't let the size fool you. Curvy and proud, and thick thigh love. So each quarter we're working on presenting new designs for women to wear, and eventually we're turning into a subscription model, so stay tuned for that. But at the end of the day, we really want women to just choose to love themselves and to go on a love journey and to really focus on self-love and self-value.
I love it. And the thing that I love the most about your tees is that when you get it, it comes in this very beautifully branded box. And it's like the perfect gift. So if you wanted to get a gift for a very special person in your life and you wanted them to have this shirt and the journal and the affirmation cards. It all comes together and you can literally go online, order it, send it to them, and boom, it's a present. It's all right there. And you can be like, hey, I sent you this because I love you.
Yeah, perfect gift.
So love yourself.
Yes. Love yourself. Encourage women to do it. But you can check us out, www.lovingmetees.com, or at Instagram at lovingmetees, or Facebook, lovingmetees. But the goal, the t-shirts are just a catalyst for offering self-love workshops to women of all ages, and then eventually to open a wellness center for women. Because I think it's so important when it comes to caring for myself is not self-indulgent. It is self-preservation, and that is an act of political warfare. And I think it's so important that, you know, the mind, body, soul has to be nourished and taken care of. And so I think women need a place to be able to do just that, to get away. But especially if you are a woman who works in corporate America, most companies don't, they may offer it, but you may not be taking advantage of it, or you may not be comfortable in that space. And so I want to open up a center to allow women to come in and have that time to just heal, refocus,
yeah,
get well. Then go back into the lion's den.
Right, because there are
ready.
So many toxic environments. And so if you already are not filled up from your own self and you walk into these places, whew. So what I want to understand from you, Elena, is what was it like when you look at how you operated or approached work before your love journey and how you operate and approach work now that you've, you know, had some time in your love journey and it's been some years that you've been on this road to, you know, completely and wholly loving yourself?
Mm-hmm. I would say one of the main things that sticks out is validation. I used to believe that my job validated who I was, and my job was my identity. And so when people would say to me, well, who are you? Or, you know, what do you do? It's like, oh, well, I work for PwC or I work for General Mills. It's like, but that's not who I am as a person. That's just where I'm employed. But that does not define who I am. And at that time, it was, you know, you have an MBA, you have to be at a prestigious, you know, mm-hmm. corporation or top, you know, 50, you know, Fortune 50 company,
right.
And I was. And so that's where I thought, you know, that's where my identity was. And so because of that, everything that I did at work was grounded in, well, I work for General Mills or I work for PwC, so this is what I can do. And this is, you know, all the work that I'm able to produce in a matter of whatever time period, or here are the amazing strategies I can come up with, or here's the great ways that I can create media plans and digital plans and budget and all that good stuff. And walking away from that, going on my self-love journey, going into my next career, I realized none of that matters. What matters is I'm smart. I can problem solve. I can work with people. I love myself enough to know what my boundaries are, what I'm willing to put up with and what I'm not willing to put up with. And that means socializing with people at work, engaging with people at work, knowing what is acceptable comments that are said to me that I need to receive and ones I need to ignore, and what I need to be sensitive to and not be sensitive to. So what I mean by that is when I was working at Mills, I would get feedback from peers, from my boss, some positive, some negative, some false. Mm-hmm. And if it was a compliment, and I think you mentioned this earlier, when someone's giving you a compliment, you couldn't receive it.
Right.
Elena, you did a great job on that presentation. And I would find something to nitpick immediately mm-hmm. without just saying thank you and moving on and actually congratulating myself for doing a kick-ass job. But now it's like, oh, I know I did a great job. And I don't even need anyone to tell me that because I know what my worth is. I know how hard I worked on it. I know what I'm capable of. So if whether you tell me you did a great job or not, that's fine. And if you do tell me I did a great job, I can say thank you with confidence without coming back with any, you know, buts or complaints or nitpicking myself. thank you, and walk away. And I think in this new job, because I know that my job doesn't validate my identity at all, I can go to work with Elena. I don't go to work anymore code switching. I have given that up. I don't go to work anymore with a false face. I've given that up. It's like when I come to work every day, I come to work as Elena Johnson, the woman I know I am. And I know what I'm capable of, and that's what I put forth. And that's my output. And I think because of that, I've become much more authentic in my approach to things. I've become much more authentic in engaging with people because I do love myself. And I'm not going to fake the funk just to make you feel comfortable. I'm just going to be me. And if you don't like it, sorry. But
amen.
I have a job. And then go home and love myself some more. So.
All right. Well, how do you feel about your success? Because when you talked about getting feedback from your boss at General Mills, and it was all this negative stuff, and like you were crying in the office, like, how is your feedback now?
So it's so funny. My feedback is amazing. When I was at General Mills, my boss made me feel like I was the dumbest person in the world, and which was very unsettling. And now, the first round of feedback I got from my boss when we started working together, I literally had to question every single thing she wrote because it was all positive. And I said to her, is this correct? Because you haven't said anything negative. I need to hear something constructive, because the only way that I can progress is if I hear something negative or something constructive, or I know I did something wrong. I know this wasn't perfect. I know I can do better. Like, tell me something. Like, I was digging for some place where, one, I needed to improve, but I was trying to find something negative in order for me to feed off of that and go be sad and misery. And this is when I was first starting my love journey. And she's like, but I don't have anything. She's like, why would you want me to dig for something that I don't have? And when she said that, I was like, whoa, really? This is weird. I'm not accustomed to getting positive feedback. And so at that moment, that's when I just finally accepted, I don't need to look for the negative. What somebody is telling me, I need to believe that and accept that, because that's who I am. I am everything that she said. And I actually remember going back to my gratitude journal and matching up the adjectives that she used to describe me with some of the words I described myself, and they were matching. And I was like, wow. Okay, this is a different experience for me. I've never experienced this. And from then on out, she and I mean, this is the best boss I've ever had, but from then on out, every review I've gotten has been a positive one. We do real-time feedback, and so I always let her know, if there's something I'm not doing right or I need to step up, just let me know right away. Like, I don't have a problem with constructive feedback. But majority of the time, she's like, Elena, you're a rock star. You're so smart. Can you go train somebody else to do what you do, because you're amazing? And every once in a while, I may hear something from her where she's like, I need you to communicate a little bit more so I know what's going on. Sure, no problem. But it's totally day and night from what I experienced before. And I do think having the foundation of my own self-worth and just knowing, like, I love myself enough to know who I am and my value, that everything else is just like icing on the cake at this point.
This is the message of this show right there, because I truly believe that when you love yourself and you are in that space where there's nothing that anybody can say to you to make you think that you're not worthy, that you don't do good work, that make you question or doubt yourself. When you're in that space of, I got this, and I know I got this, and the things that I may have questions on or need help with, like, I know, you know, God got me. I know I'm loved. I'm secure in myself because of only myself and nothing else, is when I think you're able to let go of whatever makes you nervous or whatever makes you question, and you're just able to freely do the work you know to do. And so you're not like walking on these mental eggshells. You're not worried about somebody not giving you the benefit of the doubt. You're not concerned with these things that you can't control anyway, like who likes you, who doesn't like you, all those things. You show up and you show out.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beginning of setting yourself up for success in the workplace. And so this year I'm on a mission to encourage every one of us, not just Black women, but people of color, everybody in the workplace, anybody listening to this podcast, my whole goal this year is to encourage you to let go of the things swirling around in your head, let go of the things you can't control, focus on filling yourself up, loving yourself, and doing the work that you need to do for yourself, and then actually doing your work to the best of your abilities, and knowing that I did my best, and that is absolutely good enough.
Right.
And that is what you're going to get, and you're going to like it. And just having that inside, and I'm not saying go tell your boss tomorrow, you're going to like this work that I did. I'm not saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't do that.
But what I'm saying is for yourself, so that when somebody comes to you with a criticism or feedback, you're not taking that personally.
Right.
Because you have built yourself up. So some of the benefits of self-love in the workplace, to me, there are three main benefits. One is when you have self-love, you are able to express boundaries. So you're not working until midnight. You're not burning yourself out at work thinking that this is going to get you ahead, because that stuff doesn't get you ahead. That's not what gets you ahead. And so you're taking care of yourself first. You're putting yourself first, which means with work, you set boundaries. So I know I'm not answering emails after 6 or 7 o'clock at night. I'll get to it tomorrow. You learn how to say no in ways that are subtle, but allow you to love yourself first. Self-love also lets you give yourself permission to ask for help, to say, you know what? I don't know everything, and I don't have to act like I know everything, and I have nothing to prove to you because I know what I know, and I know I add value already just because I showed up. And so because of that, if I'm working on a project and I need help, I can go ask for it and not be worried or concerned about the optics or how will that look or what critical feedback will I get. And you know, what's interesting is that when you mention about General Mills, I think there is a lot of companies out there who have a culture of, oh, I have to give you critical feedback. I have to find something to tell you that you need to work on.
Yeah.
And it just took me until the last like 2 years to understand that for many people, quote unquote, critical feedback or development feedback, it really should be like, hey, you're doing a great job here, and here's some stuff you need to work on. And it should not be personal. It should not be an attack. It should not derail or hinder you in any way in your career. We all have development opportunities. There's always new things for us to learn and grow and improve on. It should not be, oh, you're not good enough because of this. And if you are in a space of self-love, if somebody's saying that, you can quickly say, well, hey, okay, help me with that. I'm open to that. And it should not be this whole rigmarole around should you be in this organization. And if from the outside comes that messaging, just know that has nothing to do with you, and that has everything to do with the organization you are working for and their culture, and that you need to start looking for somewhere else that really deserves all of you. Point blank, period.
Very well said.
The last thing that I really believe self-love will benefit you in the workplace is that it builds your self-esteem. And it's so important to have self-esteem in the workplace and to have a thick skin and to not take things personally because of two reasons. One, you don't need anything outside of you to validate you. So you don't need positive affirmations from your job. They're nice, But you just walk around knowing, like, I do a good job. I should not have to be worried about any issues. But the other thing self-esteem does is it gives you confidence. And when you walk with confidence, when you talk with confidence, half the battle is showing up confidently, even if it's to express, yeah, I don't know that. And I can, you know, go find out, but I don't know that today. Or no, I'm not sure what the answer is, but I can go figure it out. Because I think a lot of times, especially as Black women, we're carrying this burden of thinking that we can't make any mistakes. I don't know about you guys, but I was always told, don't make little mistakes, don't make mistakes, don't make mistakes,
me too.
Don't make mistakes.
Yeah.
Guess what? We're human. We're going to make mistakes. You cannot learn if you do not make mistakes.
Right.
And so you have to be confident in who you are, whose you are, and be secure and love yourself in order to be okay making the mistake so you can learn without feeling like, oh, I'm gonna lose my job. This any little mistake. Like, you have to let that stuff go. And the way you start to let that stuff go is going on a self-love journey.
No, I agree with everything that you just said. I think it's so important to have that foundation. And I feel like once you get to that point of self-love, you'll be your authentic self and you'll show up to work just like that.
Yeah.
And that's the important part, is you come to work as you are versus coming to work as someone else.
Yes.
And then going home to become who you are. That, to me, is not self-love.
No, it's not. It's self-betrayal.
Yeah.
I really do think. Well, Elena, our time is winding down, but I really appreciate you coming on the show and joining me today for this discussion in self-love and sharing your story and telling us about Loving Me Teas. I love them. I have the Brilliant Badass Tea. I have the, what is it?
Beauty from
the Inside Out Tea. And I have the All of Me. I love All of Me. All of Me Tea. And I love my t-shirt. I love them. I have them in black and white. And I love walking around Brilliant Badass. I love going when I travel. I wear that shirt specifically when I travel. So TSA won't fuck with me. And it works. It works. Because you know, I have a funny last name. So, you know.
Yes.
But when I wear that shirt, I never get pulled over or messed with when I wear my Brilliant Badass.
Don't mess with her. Badass.
Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it. And with the new year 2019, I hope that every woman, even man, go on a self-love journey. I think it's so important to just be grounded in self-love and self-esteem and self-confidence, especially going through corporate America, because corporate America is the lion's den at times. You'll need that. That's your foundation.
Exactly. I am just truly inspired by you, Elena, I have to tell you, and your mission.
Oh.
I love this mission. I love the fact that you are using your energy to put positivity out into the universe, and it's led by the core of your spirit, which is absolutely beautiful. So I need you to tell the listeners one more time where they can find Loving Me Teas.
Yes, check out Loving Me Teas at our website at www.lovingmeteas.com. You can also check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Loving Me Teas. So follow us. We would love it. Sign up for our email. We send out weekly affirmations. Definitely get yourself a t-shirt. We'll have new designs launching soon. And stay tuned for self-love workshops that might be coming to your neighborhood.
I love it. So we will definitely have you back on the show when you launch the workshops, because I want everybody to know about them.
Well, thank you.
I'm so excited for you, and I cannot wait to see how you're just going to be pushed into the forefront, out of your comfort zone.
If anyone wants to be my spokesperson, they can join me, but I would love to stay in the background.
No.
know.
Oh my gosh. But no, I appreciate you so much, Felicia, for this platform. I think what you're doing is brilliant and it's definitely needed. When I was in grad school, I wish your podcast was around because it probably would have gotten me through a lot of painful days and nights being in corporate America. So I really appreciate you inviting me to come on the show. It's been great. It's been awesome.
Thank you. And as always, if you need some help or advice about specific situations, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, or ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. Until next week, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.